Unfavorable comparisons between America now and in its golden decade of capitalism are understandable. Yet 1950s nostalgists should find comfort in the decade's cultural endurance. That goes beyond board games. The warm civic-mindedness Americans exude in their mid-century pursuits recalls that confident time. When your columnist neighbors at Benji's discovered it was his children's first trip to a drive-in, they bought them a celebratory ice cream. That would not happen in a video arcade. Nostalgists should also consider two cautionary points. First, as per Benji's rules, the 1950s was a hectoring time. For all its thrust and novelty, there was usually someone telling you what to do. The suburbs were an experiment in social engineering. Housewives there were bombarded with home economics, their teenagers with mental hygiene films. Americans would not submit to that today because they are freer. Though it would be good if they would submit to wearing face masks, as you must at Benji's. Second, many Americans were barred from the 1950s cultural treats because of their skin color. Cinemas were segregated in the South until the passage of the Civil Rights Act in 1964. So were many state parks. When Sandy Point, a small beach on Chesapeake Bay, opened in 1952, it was the only one in Maryland available to African Americans, and they could use only a scruffy corner of it. When your white columnist and his family visited the teeming beach this summer, they were in the minority. It is now a magnet for Hispanic families from Prince George's County and black ones from Baltimore. Hip-hop and salsa fight it out above the multilingual, multiracial throng. All things considered, 1950s America is better now than it was in the original.